就让我有这个机会，大家弟兄姊妹一起来，分享神的话。
Praise the Lord, we have the opportunity to share God's words.
刚才Brother James 说，我可能需要就自我介绍一下哈。
So I'll introduce myself.
我是越南的华侨。
So I'm a Chinese born in Vietnam.
我在从小在一个不信主的家庭长大，然后神的恩典给我有机会认识主。
I was born as an unbeliever, but God showed me mercy so that I can know Him.
在我准备要已经得到各样的批准，要到台湾台大念书的时候，神在安那一年呼召我来成为他的仆人。
I was accepted into National Taiwan University, but at that time, God called me to be His servant.
所以后来我就决定留在越南念神学，就没有去台大念书。
So I decided to stay in Vietnam, go into seminary there.
神的恩典，当我毕业以后，就在越南在华人教会里面服侍了一段时间。
So I served after seminary, Chinese Vietnamese churches in there.
后来就有机会到美国来继续念书念神学来深造。
So I had the opportunity to come to America to further my study.
当我毕业以后，就越南成为就统一了，就没有办法回去了。
But when I graduated, the Vietnam turned into a communist country. I'm no longer able to go back.
所以神就答应我在美国就在差不多30年的时间在牧养教会。
So last 30 years, I pastored in America.
神很奇妙，让我能够有机会学到很多不同的语言。
Miraculously, learned many languages here.
神的，因为我祖父是从中国汕头潮州那边移民到越南，所以我就从小就会讲潮州话。
So my grandpa emigrated into Vietnam from Chaozhou, so I can speak Chaozhou.
我的邻居都是福建人，所以我会讲福建话，就是台语。
So my neighbors are from Fukien, so I speak Taiwanese also.
所以我在越南的华侨，他们在彼此之间讲话都是用广东话讲话，所以又会讲广东话。
So Vietnamese Chinese communicate in Cantonese, so I speak Cantonese also.
去学校念书就念国语，所以就会讲国语。
And I study Mandarin, so I can speak Mandarin also.
在越南，因为是那时候法治的时候，就先学法文，才学英文。
And Vietnam was a French colony, so I learned some French as well.
感谢主，那时候我晓得不晓得为什么要学那么多语言做什么，后来知道神。特别让我有机会用这个语言来服侍他。
Earlier, I didn't understand why I get to learn so many languages, but God gave me the talent.
所以神把你放在一个不同的环境里面，一定有他美好的旨意。
So God put you there for a reason.
今天我们一起来看一个主题，就是神要使我们每一位弟兄姊妹成为赐福的器皿。
So topic today is becoming God's blessing vessels.
神的，我们一起打开《创世纪》第《路威启示》第六，这里写作12:1-7。
Let's go to Genesis.
12:1-7。
Chapter 12. It's not chapter 15. It's chapter 12, verses 1-7. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-7.
我主日的时候有睡，因为跟小孩一起去参加一个美国教会，很早的时候8:00 AM就去参加这个主日崇拜。
So I attend American church 8:00 with my kids, very early 8:00.
那里有个教会有一个很好的习惯，就是每一次，牧师他们今年开始说，每一次牧师打开圣经，所有全部的会员都要站起来一起念圣经。
So their custom is like everybody stand up and read the Bible.
所以当牧师打开圣经，所有人就一起站起来。
So when pastor opened the Bible, everybody stand up.
好啊，我们一起站起来念神的话啊，一起来站起来一起念神的话。
Okay, let's all stand up and read God's words together.
在莫斯科是很多正统那个东正教的 Greek Orthodox 的教会。
So there are many Orthodox churches in Russia.
他们的教会里面的敬道里面是没有椅子的。
There are no chairs in the church.
所以我们要站着来崇拜。
So they all standing worshiping.
一站是两个半小时，有时候两个小时到两个小时。
So 2.5 hours standing there.
所以我们要学习尊敬神的话，一起来念啊，从第一节念到第七节。
So verses 1-7。
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
The Lord,
我必将大国，我们将要名名为大，你要叫人得福。为你祝福的，我必祝福与他；那咒诅的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，俄德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁，亚伯兰将他妻子撒来的侄儿的连他们哈德所积蓄的财物所得的人口都叫前往迦南地去。他们就到了迦南地，亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑的地方，摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。第七节，耶和华向亚伯兰显现说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”亚伯兰就在那里向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。我们
Okay, let's read in English, chapter 12, verses 1 together. The Lord has said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you."I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse you. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. He took his wife Sarai,the nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out to the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Mori and Shechem. At the time, Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offsprings I will give this land."So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
Thank you. Please be seated. 请坐。对不起。成为神赐福的一个器皿。
So becoming God's blessing vessel.
有一个男孩子他被女朋友甩了，就在公园里面大哭。
So a boy broke up with his girlfriend, so he broke out and cried in the park.
有一个哲学家经过就看到他哭，就说为什么哭？
A philosopher passed by and asked, "Why are you crying?"
因为他说我的女朋友把我甩了。
So I lost my love.
那个哲学家说你不应该哭啊，他听了以后就哈哈笑说你不应该哭，你不应该哭。
So he laughed that you shouldn't cry.
那年轻人说我这么痛苦你不安慰我还笑我。
I suffered tremendously and you laugh at me?
为什么你这样做？
Why you did so?
那个哲学家就告诉他。
The philosopher replied,
你不应该哭，因为你只不过失去一个不爱你的人。
You just lost a person that don't love you.
但是你的女朋友应该大哭，因为她失去一个爱她的人。
It's your girlfriend should cry because she lost the one who loved her.
今天我们大部分的人都想要得到祝福。
Everyone wants blessing.
但不知道我们成为别人的祝福会更有福。
But blessing others, you are more blessed.
在这个彼得前书三章九节。
So 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 9.
这里说到告诉我们说不以恶不恶，你们一起来念这一段圣经，你先念中文然后念英语啊。啊，不以恶报恶，
以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召， 好叫你们承受福气。 So verses 9, let's read together. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
这句话实在林肯总统做得非常的好。
So Lincoln, actually, what he did just fulfilled this verse.
因为他的同僚有一次告诉他，林肯总统，为什么你常常这么恩慈地对待你的敌人？应该把他们干掉、除掉才对呀。
So his colleague speak to President Lincoln, why you treat your adversaries so nice? You should get rid of them.
林肯总统说，没有错，我除掉他们。
You're right, I should get rid of them.
但是我用的方法就是使他们成为我的朋友。
But instead, I try to make them my friend. That's how I get rid of them. Say they're no longer my enemy, but my friend.
感谢主，我们做基督徒应该常常成为别人的祝福。
So as Christian, we should be blessing to others all the time.
在创世纪里面有四个大事件。
There are four major events in Genesis.
从第一章开始，我们看到说讲到这个神创造天地。
So God created heaven and earth.
然后因为人的不服从神、不顺服神而堕落、犯罪。
Disobedience of human race and the fall of the human race from Adam and Eve.
那时候人因为犯罪继续蔓延下去，人的罪越来越大。后来神用洪水来灭了这个世界。
The sin becomes so great, the flood came.
洪水以后人还是继续跟着后来他们要盖一个很高很高的巴别塔的时候要跟神一样的高一样 的聪明。
After that, the pride of human tried to build a tower of Babel to be as smart as God.
神把他们的口音变乱了。
So that's God gave them different languages to disrupt them.
所以他们就没有办法再次骄傲。
So they no longer can be proud of themselves to be like God.
但是在圣经里面，神也用四个人物来把这事情改变过来。
But God also used four major characters in Genesis to change the world.
他们神在用亚伯拉罕、
Abraham、
以撒、
Isaac、
雅各、
Jacob
跟约瑟来整个这个国度改变过来，要成为世界上人的祝福。
And Joseph tried to bring blessing into the nations instead.
神永远的计划就是神要拣选，然后要赐福，然后要造就，然后那个人要成为神赐福的器皿。
So God's plan is to choose, bless, create, build up, and to become a blessing vessel.
我们看见在创世纪的一章、第二章里面，如果你说是当神创造人是最崇高的，人类最崇高的那个境界。
So in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, talk about human race is the best creation by God.
但是从第三章到第十一章就是讲到说到人在最幽暗的境界里面，因为他们犯罪离开神。
But chapters 3 through 11 talk about the sin, so we shied away from God.
然后创世纪第三到十一章是以罪为中心，讲到人的罪抵抗神。
So chapters 3 through 11 center on the sin of human.
但是如果我们注意看，从第十二章，从第十二章到第五十章，讲到上帝是为救赎主来救赎这个世界。
And chapter 12 to 50 talk about redemption by God.
所以我们看到，从十二章开始是一个整个圣经整本是一个转捩点，就是神选择一个人，就是亚伯兰，后来变成亚伯拉罕。
So chapter 12 is the turning point, and God chose Abraham, who becoming Abraham.
所以上帝当选择了亚伯拉罕以后，亚伯拉罕以后就告诉他，上帝有三件事，也包括他这个应许。
So God promised Abraham three things.
第一就是说，他应许亚伯拉罕又成为大国，赐给他无法计算的子孙。
Number one, becoming a great nation and with numerous descendants.
第二就应许他，上帝把一个地赐给他，就是迦南这个伟产业。
He promised Canaan to be the promised land.
最后他应许亚伯兰说，你要成为万国的祝福，接着他世界万国因为得到上帝的祝福。
Number three, all nations will be blessed through Abraham.
那个为什么上帝说 世界上要借着亚伯拉罕得到祝福呢？
Why all nations will be blessed through Abraham?
怎么能可以从一个人能够得到祝福？
How come one person has such a blessing power?
因为亚伯拉罕讲到说，上帝要借着你，你是个借着你得到赐福的一个器皿。他，你看到上帝里面，他周围的人都得到上帝的祝福。
So everyone around him get blessing.
最后乃是那真正是万民万族蒙福的是亚伯拉罕的后裔耶稣基督。
But the one who really blessed us is Jesus.
因为上帝要赐上帝的儿子耶稣，就接着亚伯拉罕的后代而让我们得到这个祝福。
So Jesus as a descendant of Abraham, so that we can all be blessed.
这个恩典那里使我们从黑暗里面进到光明。
So that we can turn dark into light.
感谢主，我们看见在整个的过程里面上帝的恩典。
So we can see God's grace.
第一，上帝很恩典的来拣选亚伯拉罕。
So God has chosen Abraham.
他是从亚伯拉罕那时候住在一个地方叫乌尔。
So Abraham lived in Ur.
那个时候是实在是现在我们到考古学家都能够找到，就差不多就现在伊拉克的一个地方。
Ur located in the modern day Iraq.
那个地方当时的时候是敬拜很多很多的神。
So they believe many gods.
如果您有的人喜欢到旅行到这个。如果去到印尼那个游乐的一个岛屿叫做巴厘岛、啊、
So if you travel to Bali in Indonesia,
那地方如果你在路上走，看到每一种神像都有在那个地方。
There's so many different kinds of statue.
就给你看见说，当时人他们又偶尔是敬拜多神的一个地方。
So Ur is similar, multi-theist.
虽然亚伯兰在这个境况里面，上帝还是拣选他，因为这是上帝的恩典。
Even he lived there, that's God's grace to choose Abraham.
那时候亚伯兰还没有真的认识神，你看到他经过这么多的经历以后，才真的认识神，神还是拣选了他。
Even Abraham at that time did not really know God, but God chose him.
看到上帝恩典的拣选就是亚伯拉罕，是用的恩典当中来拣选他。
So it's God's grace to choose Abraham.
上帝拣选我们也一样。
God also chose us.
上在约翰福音十五章十六节。
So John 15 verses 16.
我们如果看见，你如果可以看到我们一起来念这几节圣经。
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给什么。
以弗所书第二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着
信，
这不是出于自己，
乃是
神所
赐
的，也不是
出
于
行为，
免
得有
人
自夸。
所以当我们看到在约翰十五章十六节，
So when we read John chapter 15 verses 16,
以弗所书第二章八节
and Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8,
我们就知道说上帝是我们要只有一件事情要做，就是感恩，因为上帝把他的恩典的主权来选择了我们。
There's only one thing we need to do, give thanks, because he chose us.
而且更特别的一件事情就是说他很出奇的拣选 our ordinary 来拣选你跟拣选我。
So it's such extraordinary thing he chose you and me.
他是从一个人来开始。
It all starts with one person.
这个亚伯兰这个在拜偶像的这个人，神拣选他。
Even Abraham worshipped many gods, but God chose him.
而且拣选是从一个普通的人，不是一个非常有才能的人。
He was an ordinary person.
我们先回想我们怎么样成为基督徒。
So how we became Christian?
看到神的恩典实在他在拣选我们成为他的儿女。
It's really his grace to choose us to be his children.
可能接着一个朋友。
Maybe through a friend.
或者接着一个亲戚。
Through relatives.
或者接着某特别的一个聚会里面神拣选你成为他的儿女。
Maybe through a meeting.
从一个愿意与神配合 普通人开始，上帝就祝福了亚伯兰。
Because he was submissive, and God gave Abraham blessing.
我们感谢主，看到神的拣选，神特别的拣选，在亚伯兰的身上，好像选在我们的身上一样。
So from Abraham, we can see this such extraordinary thing that God chose us.
今天神拣选你，也同样的可以用你在他的事工上。
So God chose you to work for His purpose.
神有的时候有把好像我们好，我想象好像一个闹钟，然后放在我们的心里面。
It seems like God put an alarm clock in our heart.
我们生命里面有很多的不同的神不同的闹钟，它响的时候。
There are different times for the alarm clock to go off.
当我正要选择要到去台湾念书的时候，神的那个闹钟就响说你要留下来，你要来服侍我。
When I accepted International Taiwan University, but God's alarm went off, said, "You need to serve me."
神要唤起你里面那个声音说，我要为你安排更伟大、更大的个生命的计划。
God woke you up to prepare something better for you.
弟兄姊妹，今天神把你摆在一个地方。
Why God put you here?
神要你不要就是说，就神可能要你在他的身上，在他的身上来服侍他。
We need to serve him.
神为你安排可能有你生命已经有一些计划，但是神要给你更伟大的、更大的计划、更大的蓝图在你的身上。
You may have a plan for yourself, but God think otherwise.
差不多二十年前 ，Apple 那个创办人就是已经去世那个 Steve Jobs， 他有个好朋友叫做 Steve Scully。
So 20 years ago, Steve Jobs has a friend, John Scully.
他这个刚开始这个 Apple 叫苹果公司，他需要有人帮他忙。
So Apple was recruiting many people to start a company.
所以 Steve Jobs 就打电话给他的朋友，告诉朋友说你要来帮我的忙。
Steve called his friend, come and help me.
Scully 当时是 PepsiCo 百事可乐的，他叫副总监。
Scully was the vice president for Pepsi.
所以他说你要来帮我做这个，我们现在这个新公司 Apple， 但是这个公司可以改变世界。
Even we're a new company, but we can change the world.
但是 Scully 还是非常怀疑，因为他那是新的公司，而且他现在做得非常舒服，不想过去。
Scully wasn't so sure because he's entrenched in Pepsi with a good position.
后来 Steve Jobs 就告诉他一件事情。
Then Steve Jobs told him.
你想你一生里面一天到晚就为着做甜水的事情来着急，或者是你要跟我一起来改变这个世界。
So you want to spend your life doing carbonated sugar water or join me, change the world?
后来 Scully 因为这句话就愿意跟 Steve Jobs 一起合作。现在 Apple 这个就变成 history， 大家都知道变成什么样的公司。
Because it's common, Scully joined Steve Jobs. The rest is history.
弟兄姊妹，神在你身上可能有更大、更伟大的蓝图在你身上。
God has something greater for you.
当他的闹钟在你心中响起来的时候，你马上就要醒过来，所以神愿意接受你这个使命。
So when his alarm clock went off in your heart, you need to wake up and accept his plan.
亚伯兰跟我们一样，是一个不对神没有兴趣，可能不是很关心的人。
Abraham did not know him at the beginning.
像一个普通的人。
He's an ordinary person.
但是神要用他，神要告诉他，唤他起来，来服侍他。
But God called him and used him.
不单是神拣选，神特别拣选，而且呢，我们的事上要做，当神真把你唤醒的时候，你要舍去，肯舍去一些你身心中的偶像。
So when God calls you, you must give up the idol in your heart.
意思说，你心中现在所要的是什么？你偶像是什么意思
？What's the idol?
偶像就是不是只是说我们看得见拜那个神像或者是某一样东西。
It's not just a statue you bow down to.
偶像是任何那些东西阻碍你跟神之间。不能够与神亲近的东西，那就变成你的偶像。
Anything between you and God, that's idol.
可能那个东西就是你现在的工作。
Maybe it's your work.
可能是你的家庭
your family,
可能你的孩子
your children,
可能你挣钱那个心
the heart to earn more money,
或者是某样东西你某一个人使到你不能够与神更亲近
or just a particular person prevent you from being close to God.
所以上帝要说你要把你自己的主权自己的道路甚至你自己的性格来放下来来、舍去好叫神能够用你
Put down everything so that God can use you.
我们心中有很多不同的偶像是我们人家看不见的
We all have many idols that others cannot see.
有一个小飞机 在空中在飞的时候
There's a little plane flying.
突然间听到有老鼠咬东西的声音在的飞机里面。
The pilot heard maybe a mouse gnawing at something.
哦，这个是非常危险的事情。
It's a dangerous thing.
因为如果老鼠随时可以把你的里面的一些的线路把它咬断，那就整个飞机有问题了。
Maybe he's chewing on something important in the electrical system.
所以这个飞行员怎么办呢
？So what does the pilot do?
他非常聪明。
He was smart.
他马上把飞机飞就高过云霄。
So he floated way, way up high.
突然间没有声音了。
All of a sudden, the sound disappeared.
后来他下飞机的时候，他看见在那个这个飞机里面找到了死老鼠。
So find a dead rat after landing.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为老鼠在高空的时候，它就不能够呼吸，它会死去。
Because it's high altitude, there's not enough air for rat to live.
弟兄姊妹，当我们心中有很多的老鼠
，we have many rats in our
我们生命里面有很多的老鼠
in our life.
啊，当你跟你太太先生在吵架的时候，老鼠就出来了。
When you argue with your spouse, the rats came out.
啊，当你有一些事情就是你不应该做，你去做了，那这就是老鼠。
When you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, the rats is coming.
你应该怎么样？马上就与神亲近，飞到最高最高的地方。
So get near to God as high as you can.
你心中的老鼠就马上，你的肉体就马上死去。
So your flesh will die.
你看弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此的说，你要把你心中的老鼠把它治死。
So get rid of the rat in your heart.
舍去这些偶像。
Get rid of the idols.
舍去那些以为可以依靠的东西。
Leave anything you think you can depend on.
最后你要愿意，你也要愿意去信。
You must believe.
信什么信？英文就是很容易三个 P 三个他的应许，信上帝的应许，信上帝的能力，也信上帝的这个保护。
So what do you believe in? Believe in His promises, His power, and His protection.
亚伯兰，当他上帝应许他要去那地方的时候，应许他这么多东西，但我们大陆知道，那时候75岁，但是一个孩子都没有。
So when God promised him, he was 75 years old. He had no kids.
但是他的名字叫做后来叫做亚伯拉罕，就是说多国之父。
So he changed his name from Abraham to Abraham, means the father of many nations.
你想想看，每一天人家在他的时候还没有孩子的时候，人家见到他，多国之父，多国之父。
Think about that. He had no children, and people calling him the father of many nations.
是好像一个讽刺，对他来说，每一次听到的声音，好像神在这提醒说：“我还没有孩子，我还没有孩子。”
That's like sarcasm, like people joking about you have no kids, but they call you father of many nations.
但是他相信上帝的应许。
But he believed God's promises.
他知道上帝说话算话。
He knows God will never break His promise.
他知道上帝有能力能够使没有的，刚刚我们唱的诗歌，使不可能的变成可能。
God has power to do impossible things.
他相信上帝能够保护他，能够得到上帝所应许给他的东西。
God can protect him to get his inheritance.
因为他的相信那个圣上帝，因为他信就算他为义这个字。
So because he believed and counted as righteous.
在这个创世纪第15章里面就提到这个字，是第一次提到因信称义，里面就说因为他的信，上帝就算他为义。
So in chapter 15 verses chapter 15 verses 16 verses 6, so it said Abraham believed the Lord and he credited it to him as righteousness.
不单是他。要你要相信，然后肯舍去，要相信，最后你要肯去。
You must go, take action.
你应该有行动，不是想而已，但是有行动，要愿意去。亚伯拉罕说，上帝告诉他要去，他就离开他本乡本族，就离开了。
So because he believed, he go, left his hometown.
我们中文说，他连根拔起，他把他的所有的朋友、亲戚什么离开到那个他不知道的地方去。
So he abrupt everything, go to an unknown place.
勇敢地踏出那一步。
So he was brave to step out.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是愿意这样子？上帝要呼召你的时候，你说勇敢地踏出去。
Are you willing to step out when God calls you?
上帝要呼召你这样做。
God called you to do more important thing.
我相信大家都知道戴德森。医师是在到中国传道的一位牧师，一位医生。
There's important physician missionary to China.
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
他没有等到说所有的英国人信主，因为他是英国人，他才去中国传教。
He's a Briton. He didn't wait for all British people believe before going to China.
他说神呼召要到中国去。
Because God called him to be Chinese missionary.
他讲的两句非常出名的话，就是说，假如我有千磅英金，中国可以全部支取。
He said, "If I had 1,000 pounds, China should have it."
假如我有千条生命，却不留一条不给中国。
If I had 1,000 lives, China should have them.
他把一切都献给主，丢到中国那个他从来不晓得的地方去传福音。
He gave it all to spend his life to do missionary work in China.
最后他说不是给中国，乃是给基督，因为他做的是为基督而做。
Because he said, no, not China, but Christ. Can we do too much for him?
我们真的为上帝来走出这一步，决定要走出去。
Let's step out of our comfort zone for God.
一个神赐福的人，有一个他们曾经做过一个调查，说一个叫 Marcus， 一个 Marcus 的，他是一个无神论者，但跟他一个 Jonathan Edwards 是一个基督徒的比较，他的后代的比较。
So there's a survey comparing Christian and atheist.
在 Marcus 是个无神论者，但是他的一生里面非常贫穷，他的子孙560个后裔里面有150个人是犯罪的，100个人是凶酒跟做其他不好的职业的，但是他的家人所耗的美国的这个救济金是1125万。
So Marx is an atheist. He had 560 descendants. Half are very poor, and 150 were convicted villain. 7 convicted murder. 100 drunk, and half females were prostitute. And all his descendants spent government.On welfare, more than 125,000.
但是 Jonathan Edwards 是他是以最先我们知道他是那个Princeton 的 president 一个牧师，但是他也是在那个百科全书说他是 the greatest thinker 最大的思想家。他是他的后裔有1394个人里面有13个是做大学校长，100个是当律师，65个是当教授，3个州长。3个做议员，30个法官，56个医生，75个军官，100个是做宣教士，跟其他的重要的官职。因为他是一个赐福的器皿，他的后裔也跟着神赐福给他。
So John Wetmore is a Christian, and he was called the greatest thinker of his time. He has 1,394 descendants. 13 become chancellor of university, 100 attorneys, 65 professors, 3 governors, 3 senators, 30 lawyer, and then 56 physician, 75 officer, and 100 missionary. Because he believed in God, he was blessed, and his descendants were also blessed.
不但我们成为上帝的赐福，我们的教会也一样可以成为教会的一个传福音的神赐福的教会。
So our church can be a blessing to many others as well.
因为我们把这个福音传出去，这是神接着我们成为赐福的器皿。
God uses us to spread the gospel to be His blessing vessel.
基督徒每个人就好像应该好像有一个救火员的这种心态。
We should have a firefighter mentality.
当你知道那个地方需要有火需要救的那个人，你不问他是什么背景，不问他是有怎么样的教育，或者是他有多少钱，你就进去就把他抢救出来。
Firefighter never asked how much they make or what their background. You just go in and save them.
因为这是我们的责任。
Because that's our responsibility.
我们来到神面前，求神帮助我们有这个心态，去把我们成为上帝赐福的一个器皿，来把这个好的消息的福音传给其他人，直到他们也得到福气。
So we need to a blessing vessel to spread the gospel, so everybody can know the good news.
我们需要上帝的恩典来让我们教会成为，我们教会成为一个赐福的一个别人的这个教会。
So we need God's grace to becoming a blessing vessel to others.
我刚刚从苏联回来，在莫斯科，在每年五月一号都有一个大的福音营。
So I just came back from Russia, and every year May 1st, there's a big evangelical gathering.
这个 gospel camp 是在这个 Moscow 的郊外。你看这个照片是有差不多有500个年轻。的人来参加。
It's in suburb of Moscow. More than 500 participate.
每一年都有差不多100个年轻人愿意接受主。
Usually more than 100 young people accept Christ.
我们想为什么莫斯科有这么中国人？因为有些人是到那边去做学生，有些人到那边做商人，做生意；有些人到那边是做这个在公司那里来做这个职员，就是说做一个那里工作。
Some are students, some are workers, some are on assignment for business.
他们到那地那时候说很，我们教会就我在那里就建立了一个华人教会，就继续每一年都有那里传福音。
So we set up a Chinese church to spread the gospel there.
这些弟兄姊妹，他们是从台湾来的短宣队，到那边去帮助这个 gospel camp 这个福音营。
So these were the short-term missioners from Taiwan to help with the gospel camp.
他们愿意付他们自己的飞机票那个地方来帮助当地的人。
They pay on their own to help the local people.
今年有4个国家到莫斯科去帮助。
There are people from 4 nations to help out.
从美国去。
U.S.
从台湾，
台湾
从法国
，French
而且也有一些是从另外的英国去
，and some from Britain。
所以他们到那边去，我们这个普世中心，我们每一年都有不同的这个短宣的一种的活动。
So we have all kinds of short-term mission through a global life enrichment center。
你这讲英语的、讲国语的都能够有机会参与。
English, Mandarin, you have all kinds of opportunity to help.
如果神给你的呼召，你可以去做宣教的工作，是先走出去这一步。请你跟我们联系。
If God called you to be a missionary, the short-term mission is the good first step. You can contact us.
最后两个问题，就是好像上帝在你的门前来按铃一样，第一个铃声。
So there's like a question, just like God ring the bell.
第一个就是说。你知不知道有一位神是很爱你的
？Do you know that there's a God loves you？
第二个铃声就是说，你知不知道神有更好、更伟大的一生为你留着，等候你去回应
？So God has the second question is, do you know God had a better plan for you？
神可能这时候向你向你按你的门的你的心门的铃。
God is calling you, ringing the doorbell in your heart.
你愿意回应吗?
Are you willing to respond?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.